3,000 people in Melbourne Housing Commission flats are waking up to another day in full lockdown. No one is to go in or out of the Nine Towers.
We are very concerned about spread in that setting. These are generally vulnerable people in terms of other health matters and so forth. And those towers, it has a large concentration of people in a small area. They are vertical cruise ships in a way, and so we have to take particular attention to make sure that the spread is minimised and that people are protected.
That's the Acting Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly. Ahmed Dina is a social worker who lives in one of the lockdown towers. Welcome to breakfast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Nice to have you with us. You're hearing a lot, I understand, from your neighbours in the flats. How high would you judge the anxiety to be inside the towers?
I was shocked the minute I found out about that we were going on lockdown. Frustrations have boiled over. You know, a lot of young people and members of the community are using social media platforms like Instagram, Facebook to vent their anger. Yeah, honestly, I'm in terms of anxiety, I will probably say it's 10 out of 10 right now. Especially yesterday when, you know, we were told certain things were going to happen and they didn't. It really caused a lot of chaos in the area.
And it was so fast, wasn't it? That was part of the thing that I heard a person on the news saying, it's as if there was an ambush underway. Now, how much warning did you get?
We absolutely got no warning. I found out from the ABC of 24 TV channel at 4 o'clock 2 days ago when Daniel Andrews made the announcement, and he said that the tower blocks will go into closure effective immediately. And to a lot of members of the community, that was shocked. The police were within underneath the buildings within 15 minutes, and no one was allowed. Out. The only people were allowed in were people coming from work, and obviously, yeah, it really has caused a lot of issues for members of the community. People who just kind of thought they went out on their daily routine, went to work, came back, found themselves, you know, surrounded by police, you know, in their flats, and they were told, yeah, go in, and you're not going to come out for 5 days, and now we know because of some letters have been sent to a couple of the flats, 33 Alfred Street and 120 Racecourse Road. And people have been told that they will be in detention for 14 days.
What certain parts of this unit complex, they're going to be there for 14 days? I saw reports. I couldn't understand whether that was possibly correct.
No, the letters have come. Community members have started approaching where it's on social media. People have actually, even though the terminology of the word detention, to use the word detention for Australian citizens, you know, it's like most of these people are stuck in Manus Island. That's what it feels like right now. You know, there's harrowing stories of mothers not, you know, having no one knock their door, single mothers with a couple of young children, no one knocking their door, no one delivering services, no one delivering formula, no one delivering diapers, and they're taking their frustration on Facebook and Instagram, basically sending videos of them, you know, basically screaming, crying, saying, what am I supposed to do in this situation?
Now, I think I've heard the government saying they are trying their best to actually extend all sorts of services, including baby formula, for goodness sake. Now, have you seen any evidence of that?
There is some evidence, obviously. The government has created a hotline, which came into effect yesterday. Myself and members of the community were able to share that with residents. But at the same time, you have to understand, you know, I think just having a hotline is not going to solve all the problems, especially the members of the community. It's one hotline. Imagine the amount of people that will be calling that hotline. And seeing some people in these settings, either from African background or Vietnamese background, especially the elderly, don't speak a word of English. So who are they calling? Who are they talking on the other side? You know, and even the information itself, you know, some people, and we're not majority members of the community. Last night I was on Instagram Live with a group of my friends. A lot of them said, we don't even know there's a hotline in place. So
yes, I think, how did you find out there was a hotline?
Well, I found out there was a hotline because I went out of my way and I called the local member of parliament for Flemington and Essendon area. So I basically started asking questions, and I was able to be provided with a hotline, and then I started sharing it on my media platforms. But obviously not everybody, especially the old members of the community, are on social media. You know, for them, they're not on Facebook, they're not on Instagram. So it's very, very hard. And even information of the hotline, is not something that's actually written. It hasn't been given to them. And some of the towers don't actually have any active COVID viruses. And a lot of people are saying, if we don't have active coronaviruses within our blocks, then why are we being locked away?
So there are 27, I think, aren't there? There were four more yesterday from the tower complex.
Yes,
27.
There's 13 in North Melbourne and there's 14 in Flemington. But the information that we got yesterday was that not all the nine towers have COVID.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're inside one of these. Have you got active cases in your tower?
I'm not sure if we do. At this stage, I'm not sure. They haven't told us if we have any cases in my tower. I know the neighbouring tower, 33 Alfred Street, it's got active cases. So basically, it's about 200 metres away from where we are, and it's got active cases because I know members of the community, some people that I know very well who spoke to and said to me that they have active cases in those buildings.
And your parents and siblings live in another tower that's also in lockdown. What about them?
Yes. Yeah, so my parents live in another lockdown in North Melbourne, and my siblings. So we're all over the place, as you can imagine. We're all in lockdown. The only way of communication is obviously telephone and making sure that we comfort one another and we talk to each other about the situation. It's not the best ideal situation. We understand at the end of the day that the most important thing is to ensure that we get rid of the virus from these communities. But a lot of the members of the community just wanted to be given respect, to be part of the process of trying to overcome the situation. But as you said earlier, a lot of them felt like they were ambushed.
Could you paint a picture for us, please, Armin, about the conditions inside the buildings? I saw pictures on the television last night of some of the common areas, laundries and so on. And they certainly, the thought of all of the people using them, it sort of made you realise what was at stake. They weren't they weren't ideal, let's put it like that. How would you describe them?
Of course, they were not ideal. I'm telling you the truth. I live in the building that I live in. I think the corridor, the corridor that we all share, because I'm on floor 19, the width of the corridor is less than a meter. So you can imagine if someone comes out of the lift and they were to walk past you, you know, you'll probably have to just, you have to probably swerve sideways for someone else to walk past you. We all share common laundries. The stairs, people hardly take the stairs, but even the stairs are very tiny. Obviously, these kind of places were always going to be a magnet for corona, and I think no one's discounting that. But the difference for us as a community is when the rest of Australia went on lockdown in March and in April, when we started going into stage three restrictions, members of the community were heeding to that. You know, we were staying at home. There were no cases in Flemington and North Melbourne. The minute the people were given the opportunity to go out, people started to work. A lot of members of the community that actually live in these buildings are like frontline workers. A lot of them are nurses. Some of them are taxi drivers. Some of them are Uber drivers. They're truck drivers. You know, they're working in warehouses. So a lot of them were coming in contact with a lot of people.
And you, did contact the government, didn't you, more than a month ago to warn?
We contacted a month ago. So the state government has got a program called the VCAP, which basically stands for Victorian African Communities Action Plan, where we were talking about issues that will need to be resolved, especially when it comes to high-rising towers. And we specifically told them that if nothing is done right now, that we might have outbreaks, we might have clusters, and we might have a situation at our hand within a few months' time. And unfortunately, we sent a letter. We spoke to members within certain departments in government to say, government needs to start putting resources and putting more effort into translating material, consistently going into those buildings.
And was that done?
Absolutely not. It wasn't done. We sent all those emails. We said everything like that. We were always, the best thing we got was, oh, we're looking into it. And that was basically it.
So are there, and what's happened now? Like, has the testing started? I know authorities say they're going to test everyone in the
town. So the testing started yesterday. My understanding is, remember, in Flemington, at around 3 p.m. That's my understanding. That's what I've been told. I'm not sure what time it started, but the testing has started on one of the towers in Flemington. And we're expecting, obviously, the testing to go through the next 5 days. Right. At the end of that day, we know they said 5 days, but we know for the long haul, it will be definitely a 14-day lockdown.
Well, good luck. We may talk again tomorrow or during the week. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Jenny. No worries.